Insurance isn't one size fits all, and shopping for it shouldn't be like squeezing into something that just doesn't fit. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they show you options that fit your budget. Enough hunting for discounts, trying to calculate rates, and tinkering with coverages. Maybe you're picking out your very first policy. Or maybe you're just looking for something that works better for you and your family. Either way, they make it simple to see your options, no guesswork, no surprises. Ready to see how easy and fun shopping for car insurance can be? Visit progressive.com and give the Name Your Price tool a try. Take the stress out of shopping and find coverage that fits your life on your terms. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, folks, and hey, Bear. Welcome to the Nate Land Podcast. I'm back.
Yeah. There he is. Welcome back.
Dude. All been, right. I know.
What I'm have back. You been up to?
Not much. Vacation. It's here we are. We're on the set of The Breadwinner.
How about that?
Wow. Yeah, we're actually in a real movie set. Ain't that fun? Ain't it fun that this whole...
It's crazy.
Look how crazy it's gotten. Y'all were all just started at this little dumb podcast during COVID. Now we're...
Wow. I wasn't even around.
As you don't know yet, or I don't know if you know, you weren't even around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all movie actors now. All of you are in the movie.
That's true.
Boom. Yeah. So we got them all in. And Derek Stroop. Yeah. Derek Stroop is in the movie as well.
Yeah, Nate very generously put us in the movie. It's very, very exciting.
We got, if y'all want to say y'all's title.
I do, actually, and I'm pretty proud of it. Trash Collector 1.
Yes, a Trash Collector 1 is there.
Now, take a wild guess who number 2 is.
Yeah.
Well, I think most people will think Dusty.
Yeah.
But they are incorrect.
Yeah.
I am Trash Collector number 2. My agent's not quite as good as Aaron's.
And that's
negotiated.
And that's always what I've called you guys.
Yeah. Trash Collector 1 and 2. Yeah.
You want to show the
We got some pictures here from our day on set. There's me and Brian in uniform.
All right.
And then
that's what you guys wore before you joined this podcast.
Yeah.
Here we are taping our scene and
you know, the night before, we went and watched the new Mission Impossible, and Tom Cruise does all his stunts, and Aaron and I were like, we want to do our own stunts, too. So.
Yeah. Did y'all watch that the night before?
Yeah. We did. Yeah, we did.
Oh, down here? Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
So this is very fun scene. We just got to this studio part, so you're seeing the house. It's all crazy, because... and Dusty's part, we just can't really say what it is because it's
good though.
But it's good.
And you saved on wardrobe for his part.
Yeah,
we'll say that.
Dusty's wardrobe was just
wear what you're wear.
As you are.
It is funny when people dress me and then I go, oh, this is what I wore here.
Yeah,
need this dressing part.
I've got a lot of clothes that I'm wearing in this that I basically pull off what they give me to put on what they give me.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a bunch of that.
Yeah.
We were with hair and makeup, and they were like, should we put some sweat on a shirt? I was like, just give it a little. Give it a few minutes.
Yeah.
They had to change his shirt after 5 minutes.
I'll get you the real McCoy here in a few minutes.
Yeah, this is Georgia.
It was very hot.
Because just open that door.
Brian and I are both wearing, they take safety very seriously here on the set of The Breadwinner. It's, mm-hmm. It's all above board. And so they're worried about me or Brian falling off this garbage truck. So we are harnessed in for these shots. We had to wear a harness around our
y'all
legs.
Had it
we
all,
wore it on
all day.
Maybe 12 hours we had that thing on.
Just constantly. Can we take it off? And they're like, eh. Well, y'all had the option at one point to go, you can take it off, but you do have to put it back on. And it was, and you, y'all,
you
weighed
imagine.
Y'all weighed it out. There you go.
You can imagine me putting that on is, it was all hands on deck.
Yeah.
Called it the jaws of life.
Yeah.
That's where the sweat comes out.
Yeah. They got, we had a few grips that worked on Raren. I feel like you wouldn't have had to be buckled up, but Bates, I think I could, you, I don't think it's bad for you to be.
I had two harnesses.
Yeah, I think.
I like to see a, like an actual garbage man watching this going, you had harnesses to hold you on the truck?
Come on, guys.
There was one shot. I mean, we hit a speed bump going pretty fast. And I was like, oh, man.
That's why you got the harness.
That's right. Yeah,
I mean, these guys in my neighborhood, they jump off still moving. They're running.
You gotta have that. You gotta have that timing down, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I've seen that with when you do any like physical labor or something like that. Because used to be like your timing of it is like good, and then when you don't do it for a while, then you kind of are like, oh, you seem like you're bad at it. I'm not actively doing.
You gotta get your groove back.
You gotta get your groove back.
Yeah, I'm not saying I could do it, but I just like to see a trash guy watching this going, come on, guys.
y'all shot all that week. We were all outside. The first 3 weeks of this movie, we were on location. And so this is the start of the week of the house, of being actually in the studio, in the movie studio. But it was very fun. We were in this neighborhood shooting this. We used someone's real house and a lovely family. And I met all the neighbors. They would come out and watch. I like to think they did it the way I think I would do it as in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
The neighborhood was all on board with this. They were super cool about it. And they would just come sit in the yard and like watch us film. And it was very, like, I was like, man, that is a very fun, unique kind of
thing.
It was
awesome. I took some pictures with the neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Yeah.
They're into it.
They're into it.
Yeah.
They loved it.
Can they come and go? As
not in the movie. Like in the set? No. Their houses, they can't. I mean, they could walk in their house with these, but it's no. In general, they're staying at an Airbnb.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think people have asked people to do this. You make money, and you get an experience, and your house is in a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's pretty crazy to be like, oh, that's like this neighborhood. Is these houses all right here? I mean, it's going to be like, it's you're all in this movie.
One day people will drive through and go, this is where they filmed The Breadwinner.
Yeah, this is where they filmed The Breadwinner.
Yeah.
This is where the garbage guys were.
Yeah.
The scene was...
This guy was harnessed on.
Yeah.
Even though my scene was very... It's not a big scene, but I was still nervous.
Sorry about that.
No.
I knew as I said it, he was going to spin it that way.
Yeah. I try to get you more, but I'm joking.
Yeah.
You were nervous. That was very nice. Yeah.
But
we were, because I've said this so many times. No, Brian, but I'm backing you up because I've said this. We were talking about it there. You don't realize how big of an operation this is till you show up, right? So you get the script and you're like, all right, we had one line. You're like, this will be whatever. And then you show up and there's base camp. And then we had to get shuttled over to here. So it was all. Like, kind of overwhelming.
Yeah.
It was. Now, I was going to say two things that kind of helped me. One, you were in the scene with us.
Yeah.
I didn't even know the way they shot it, if you would, it actually be you or someone. I didn't know how that worked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The fact you were in the scene helped because we all know each other. It was just fun. And then Eric, the director, he was so nice and he's having fun. He's laughing. We're sitting back there with him and he's laughing. It kind of puts you at ease if the director's having a good time.
I will say, y'all seen, I agree, there was not many lines there. And so I think I learned at the moment, but we added a lot of stuff where it was like, I don't know what will happen. Y'all have a scene that very much could be in a trailer. I think like it's, it was just kind of like a perfectly little scene. I don't know if it's going to be in the trailer. I mean, I'm just saying this to be nice, but in the moment you could tell, cause we didn't have much, but we were able to riff off. Yeah. So it was like, I was like with y'all scene, I was like, oh, I was much, much happier.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, oh, that's a lot more than I thought.
Brian got to berate Nate a little bit.
I loved it.
I think all the folks will love it.
Yeah.
I channeled. Yeah. that's what I was thinking.
That's 5 years of
fitness. I leaned into it.
Yeah.
That's my backstory myself. My backstory is me.
If you hear the movie, you're going to hear a moo in the background, and that's I asked for that to be put in. But Dusty, your scene as well. I think your scene. Here's what I thought pictured your scene, which I don't know if it could be because we can't really say what you're doing yet. But I thought your scene would be a scene that you would show at a like if I go on late night and talk about.
Oh,
the movie.
Yeah,
oh, that's
I love
cool.
that.
That's what was cool about all your scenes is like I saw it where I was like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, yeah. These are like legit real scenes.
I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like you haven't been on late night enough.
It was fun though.
Let
yeah.
me go.
Yeah. Now I support it. And yeah, it was fun. It's yeah. fun to do.
Which I don't, when's this come out? Or Wednesday. John Crist, Tonight Show.
Yeah.
yeah.
He just did it. A couple hours ago.
I got a text. I heard he crushed it.
Yeah, me too.
So it'll
yeah,
be out Wednesday. So
what about you? Did you get a text about it?
He texted everybody except me.
Yeah.
My,
yeah.
I texted my wife.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he knew we'd get to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
You were on Colbert last night.
I was on Colbert last night.
Last night?
Yeah. June 17th.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, because okay. we taped it a while ago.
We haven't even talked about. Well, you've been on, I think, once since the announce. We forgot to mention you're hosting the Emmys. So
yes,
it never even came. Yeah.
Oh well,
yeah,
a lot going on.
A lot going on. Everybody, yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's not hosting the Emmys?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's doing it. Well, when y'all, when I'm back around y'all, it feels like I've accomplished nothing.
Yeah. And well, that's what we're here for.
Yeah. yeah. You know what?
That's the whole point. It does. Yeah. It brings it back to reality. Yeah.
Back down
yeah.
to earth.
Yeah. yeah. Back down to earth. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah it's been a wild, couple months.
Do you like it? I mean, are you enjoying it like you thought? Okay.
I love it.
Because I thought there's a part of me that thought you might start filming this and hate it and be like, I think I'm done doing movies.
I worried about that because I thought, like, I'm going to do it. And then be like, all right, because I tend to, I've learned about myself, I have something I want to do, and then I do it, and then I kind of go, I don't want to do that again. And I don't think I naturally even think I don't want to do it again, but I just always am looking, I like finding a new thing to go figure out.
Yeah.
And, but with movies, I've really enjoyed this. I'm very, very busy. And I'm in every scene. So I've liked that. I've said that where if I get to do more movies, which we're hoping so, but if I get to do more, I was like, I need to be in every scene. I need to be pretty busy. Like, I won't do well if I just sit. Like, because, yeah. I mean, y'all were there when you, yeah, there's a lot of waiting.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
a lot of just hanging out. And so if I'm not busy, I think I would have a pretty tough time because it's like been run and gun for me for these past few years, and I kind of like I love it. Mm-hmm. But I do want to make, you know, I think this look making this movie. I honestly, I think about me growing up as a kid and all the stuff I wasn't allowed to watch. Not because my parents were mean or anything, but it was just in general, you just wasn't allowed to watch stuff. That's what I think about making movies is like. Not that I can answer every, like, it's going to be, I you know, it's like, not that I'm, it's nothing's going to be perfect or whatever. It's just a feeling for me that I have. But I think about me, like, my family would have, we would have came to this movie
yeah.
and watched it. And it would have, and what I hope comes off that it'll be exactly like we would have loved it and watched it a bunch with growing up with our family. And
yeah.
I want to make that stuff. So it's like with movies you do, cause they just live so long, that I do want to make a few more that can be, you know, stuff that you can go see. I mean, hopefully, you know, you got movies that ours is, I think this movie, we don't, you know, no one knows, but, it could be rated. I think it's trying to be rated PG. I don't see why it wouldn't be, but that's not really in our control. It's like, that's a whole thing. But like, I think I can make PG-13, but you can make an action movie or you can make the whole idea with Nathan is that we can make a scary movie that, you know, that not, again, you're not making everything for 5-year-olds or 7-year-olds, but it's like, you just want like my stand-up. Everybody can be in the room.
Yeah. Everybody and like can this be, podcast. That's
the whole like idea. This podcast. Yeah. The whole idea of it is, I don't want you to do that, which we have, you know, which I know we, like, can you talk about our specials? Like, because I get asked that, too. Like, is it, because it's good, clean, funny. And look, with the stand-up, it's going to be, there's no cursing. And everything else is, like, some of them, still, parents, go watch first. You decide. Because it's not made for kids.
Right. Yeah.
But right. you can decide. But, you know, the ones that listen to this podcast, it's like, yeah, I mean, we're not overall, it's... You know, I hope you can go, whether you're, unless you're, you know, I don't know. I can't answer for everybody.
Someone will always complain.
Someone will always complain. But yeah, I'm writing it for the little me.
Yeah.
So everything I do is for the little me that was not allowed to watch a lot of stuff.
Well, it's very exciting to be in a movie and then I don't have to worry about when it comes out. I can watch it with my mom. I can watch it with my daughter. And it's nice that you don't have to worry about just showing them your scene.
And if you put it on DVD, I can watch it with my family.
We will. We'll do one DVD. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's a special on Netflix.
Dusty's not going to pay to go to the theater.
Yeah.
He'll wait 6 months.
Well, that, you know, and the goal is to go to the theater. Yeah. Like, that was the, you know, that's, we're doing it with Sony and TriStar. And a big reason for that is because I love going to movie theaters. I mean, I could not wait to take Harper to her first movie.
Yeah.
It was like so fun and exciting.
Well,
and
this movie's going to be that for a lot of people. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's the, well, you hope so. Yeah. And then, it's fun to go out. It's fun to watch stuff with people and that kind of throwback. Because it's, you know, and so hopefully I get to make a few more movies, and hopefully they are movies that you can go out. I don't know if they're all be theatrical or not, but you know, this one is. This one's the one you go out, and I'm excited. I can't wait for y'all to see it. It's really fun. I mean, you know, you always worry if stuff's going to be bad, but this movie is very fun. The cast, who you will see soon, is just everybody. I liked it. We got a lot of people in the cast that I am friends with and I've known before, some that I've just met, but we all fit in. And I always think, like, when you cast something, I always want it to be like, I will talk to these people for the rest of my life. So, like, I always thought that with comedians.
Yeah.
Like, I never was like, that's why I'm still with friends with all the people that I've started with from the beginning. Cause it's like, why would I want to be around someone that I don't want to be around? Yeah. And so I think we did that with this cast.
Brian and I got there and we watched you and Will Forte film a scene together, and it was like so funny.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's crazy because you're looking. I mean, it's crazy to see, like, even for me to be watching a scene and I see Will Forte like talking, and you're like,
and he's talking to you.
Yeah. You're like, who are you talking to?
Like, oh, I'm in this scene.
Yeah. Well, we've been gone a little bit. We're going to read some of you guys' comments. I know this will be not as long of an episode as you guys.
It's a very special episode.
But it's a special episode. It's a special episode.
I do want to say, before we get into that, Dusty and I had an interesting trip down today.
So fun.
We're at the Atlanta airport, and
I'd like to start it off.
Okay.
Check this out. So we're walking
through
the airport, and I see this guy. And I go, I know that guy's famous. And I go, who is that guy? I go, it's Christian Bale. I said to Brian, I go, that's Christian Bale right there. And Brian didn't believe me.
I go, what? And I thought he's being funny. I'm like, it kind of looks like him, but it's not that much like. I don't know why that's such a funny joke.
I said, that's Christian Bale. And in my head, I thought, man, I'd love to get a picture with Christian Bale, but he was with his family. Mm. And so Brian kind of creeped up beside him just to confirm that it was Christian Bale. And then you can go from there.
I mean, he was walking so unassuming in front of us with his family, and his Atlanta airport, very busy. We get to baggage claim, and I think we just said, like, let's see which one the carousel. And then out of nowhere, Christian Bale is Dusty's face. He said, hey, man, I'm a huge fan of yours.
No way.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
No
I'm
not way.
I'm so glad Brian was there, because if Brian wasn't there, no one would believe this happened.
Yeah.
Kept talking about how much he loves Dusty, how he watches his videos, how he
gosh, dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Told me we got a story to tell on the podcast, and we're going to wait to tell it to you.
Yeah.
I mean, that delivered. That's insane.
It was so wild.
I mean, it was
my stomach was hurting. I felt bad, and then that happened. I go, I feel great. Yeah. Life's good.
And I said, "Can we get a quick picture?" And I think he doesn't even realize I'm with Dusty.
Yeah,
I think he just thinks I'm a fan. Yeah. And he kind of looked at me like, "What?" And,
yeah.
And so we're trying to talk here.
And then he goes, "If that's okay with you," he asked that to Christian Bale. Said that to me.
Oh yeah,
it's amazing.
Oh my god,
that's insane,
that's Batman, dude.
I know. I complimented him on The Machinist. That's a movie that I really like. I realize that's a 20-year-old movie now.
No,
but I felt like it was a good...
He's incredible.
It's a good one.
I just didn't want to be like, I love you in Batman. I wanted to have something better than that. Right. Everybody loves him in Batman.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
He was... I mean, he just... At baggage claim, he just stood there with his family. Nobody... Not one person approached him.
I feel... Because he would just... Like, he kind of blends in.
Yes.
So with everybody...
Yeah.
like Dusty. Is and the, I'm not you spot the Dusty from a the Goodyear blimp.
Yeah,
and I'm not the guy. I'm not the guy that spots people. Uh-huh. I don't, and I just.
I don't I think like, I would have. Picked
I don't know
him
how you
out,
spotted
man.
Him.
I was like, "That's Christian Bale."
He was in front of us. We just saw the back of his head. I don't know how Dusty.
I was like, "I'd love to get a picture with him," and then he popped up on me. We shook hands,
and then his, you know, his thick Australian accent. If you weren't 100% sure once he started talking, you knew for sure.
He's British, but yeah.
Oh, he's
amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. It was wild. It was a wild day.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
I'm so glad you got did you get a picture with him or no?
No.
I'm glad that you got a picture.
Yeah.
I did not see this story going like that.
Yeah.
If I were just by myself, no one I could tell people and they go, Yeah, sure that happened. But
wow.
That was great. Even a couple of there was a cop and a security guard that were there. They were all everybody
they
was
all
excited.
Heard it.
Yeah. They all heard it. We talked about it for a while after he left.
Oh yeah.
Me and this
oh,
one.
Is that why that cop was talking?
Yeah,
to
me
you?
And this one cop, we talked. I go, did you just see that? And me and him, his name was Greg.
Yeah.
And
did he know you?
He didn't know me, but he knew Christian Bale.
Yeah.
And then and we talked.
I wonder I mean, I could see how he could just blend. You just don't. He's like such a big movie star that you almost probably don't feel like he's a real person.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you just would never imagine him standing, doing anything that you just assume he's helicoptered in every situation.
I don't think.
Like Tom Cruise or anybody that's crazy.
I felt that way with Fallon where I, when I was looking at him, I was like, oh my God. It doesn't
I don't even picture Christian Bale watching comedy shows.
Yeah.
That's he's crazy. Sitting around watching.
Well, you know what's funny?
I wish you could have another go at this picture. Are you pretty happy with how you look?
I'm fine with it. I mean, I'm aware of how I look. I'm fine with it.
Did
look
he take?
This.
Did you take more than one? Picture? Did you do some shuttering?
I was trying to do it quick, really fast.
That's how I look. Something in my glasses
that's
up here.
A
I think.
If you want to know the difference between becoming a star and not a star, like who has it and who doesn't have it, the beautiful man that just probably woke up off a flight.
Well, listen, guys.
Walk a 50, probably flew from Australia.
I'm a regular.
A 40-hour flight he just took. You took a hopper.
I look good
A 20-minute hopper, and you looked like you came over on a boat.
I look good in this.
I think you look good,
I look good. I mean, I know how I look. This is a good look for me. Look how happy he is to be standing next to me. Come on.
No, I mean, he's thrilled.
He just met his favorite comic.
I agree. He's thrilled about it.
And he was like, this is the guy. This is how I want him to look.
He is going back home and telling his friends he's everything I wanted him to be.
Exactly, guys.
Yeah.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah. Come on.
We were baggage claim because Dusty packed some things that he couldn't bring on the plane. So
yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah.
All right.
That's pretty awesome.
And had I not checked a bag, maybe this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. You're right.
That's a good lesson. Always check a bag.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Insurance isn't one size fits all, and shopping for it shouldn't be like squeezing into something that just doesn't fit. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they show you options that fit your budget. Enough hunting for discounts, trying to calculate rates, and tinkering with coverages. Maybe you're picking out your very first policy. Or maybe you're just looking for something that works better for you and your family. Either way, they make it simple to see your options, no guesswork, no surprises. Ready to see how easy and fun shopping for car insurance can be? Visit progressive.com and give the Name Your Price tool a try. Take the stress out of shopping and find coverage that fits your life on your terms. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates Price and Coverage Match Limited by State Law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, first up, we tricked her to be on it. Mandy Moore.
Such a trickster.
Yes.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. They were all in your movie.
My movie and your movie. Yeah. We're all in your movie. Yeah.
They're, but they, you have Brian, Aaron, and Dusty.
You guys have already filmed?
Yes.
We have filmed. Oh, yeah.
How'd it go?
Yeah, really,
it was
a lot of fun.
You didn't hear about it, so it went about like that. No, I'm joking. They crushed it.
It is Nate's movie, but I didn't think it would be good until we found out you were on it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? When you see that, you're like, oh, this is a real thing.
That is true, because you don't get, like, I feel like even getting a movie, everybody, it's like, until we said who you were, my wife, it's like even your friends are like, oh this is like a real,
you're really doing it, huh?
Whoa, so it's a real movie.
So this career's working out.
I looked on IMDb last night, and you're like number 7 on the list for the breadwinner.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's like Mandy, Will Forte.
Yeah, obviously.
And then I was like, where's Nate? And they're like, oh, he's down there.
Just keep going.
He's too below me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is what you want, though.
I'm just a facilitator. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I just.
If you're bringing
facilitate.
It together, you're like, I don't need to be the number one name.
Mandy, you've been in a lot of movies, you've had a lot of challenging roles that you played. Is trying to pretend like being married to someone like Nate. Your most challenging
hardest
role
job
yet.
Of all.
You're Alzheimer's patient, but now you got to be married to this guy.
Was.
I feel like we're just getting into all of our scenes as like husband and wife. We kind of jumped into the end of the film, and then we've done a little bit of like family stuff. But I feel like the majority of our work is yet to be done.
It's yet to be done.
Yeah.
We
so to. TBD.
To be.
Yeah. Well, we'll I'll back. Let you know.
Good thing we're doing the podcast now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's a movie. Still... Crazy thing. You shoot stuff. We've already shot like the end scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you
nothing's
shoot
in sequential order. It's all
crazy.
Out of order.
Sequential. Quentin Tarantino. We don't.
We don't use words like sequential on this podcast.
Aaron does.
If you don't
learn,
Aaron does. Yeah. You're actually next to Notre Dame grad.
I love it. That's a great word.
If you could take it down a little bit, we'd appreciate it. I had to spell a word today.
Fuchsia.
Fuchsia.
That's a tough one.
I was thinking, I didn't know what it was. I asked what
that's
it
one
is.
That's one autocorrect can't
color.
Even get for you.
It is a color.
Tough,
indeed.
That's a tough one when you ask what a word means and someone goes, it's a color.
It's one of the main.
They don't. Like, you know, I thought they were going to, it's a plant or it's, you know, a bird.
Now it's one of the first things you learn. Yeah.
They go, no, it's a color. Oh, is it? Wow. Like red. Okay.
Kind of.
All right.
General family.
General family.
Sure.
Is it red?
It's a bit pink.
Pink.
More of a pink.
Pink. Yeah. I was thinking Fug Swall or no, Feng Shui.
Oh, Feng Shui. Oh,
yeah. Feng Shui.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
definitely
that's how when you build a house.
Thing. That's yeah, you want a room to sort of.
You don't
have...
want your steps to exit the house, to down the stairs, the front door.
Sure.
Should not open.
Yeah, I don't know all the rules, but it's like you want your bed facing a certain way.
There's sand. There's rocks. There's a rake. Right.
That's
I
mean, I guess sand, yeah, that could
what?
Be considered
like a sand
feng shui.
Garden.
No, that's zen a good. No, oh, this okay. is like when you build a house, your steps shouldn't go through the front door because it's like almost like all the. Energy. I don't even. I
the energy
remember.
Is leaving.
The
that's
energy
happening
is leaving.
In my house right now.
Yeah, the steps are going right to the front.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wow. That explains a lot. Somehow.
Yeah, that's why I get sad sometimes at home.
Well, there are people you can hire. You can hire somebody to come into your office and rearrange everything to get good energy in there.
Yeah,
yeah.
I believe that.
I believe it too.
It's a real thing.
But to absolutely. Know that you can hire people that do that is funny.
How do you even? What would you type in Google to find that number?
Yelp. Yeah.
Yeah. But what are you going to use?
Feng Shui consultant?
Oh, there you go. That's it. I mean, I would have typed in how to make someone. Is there someone that makes my
energy
good in the steps in the front door? And I would say that. And I would say, I would hope that Google would be like. All
I
right.
would love
I think my
to see
Google,
what you would get.
Well, my Google is kind of like, he knows. You know, like my Google's kind of like, I think I get what
his
he's
Google's
saying.
Learned.
It's learned to go. Just give me the ballpark.
Yeah,
and it's
He's on a different
goes,
Google.
All right, I know what he's talking about. Yeah.
That's a ChatGPT question, right?
Yeah.
That's what people are doing
right.
now.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what the kids are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I asked Mandy a lot about Entourage already.
Oh, yes.
I was going to bring it up at some point.
Yeah. It's hard not to.
Yeah.
You got four dudes here. You got three of us watched Entourage. Obviously, one doesn't watch. One lives on a farm and doesn't watch television.
Which one? Can I guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to guess Dusty. Sorry.
Yeah. Who grows his own? He grows all his own food.
Really?
Well, yeah. Not all of it.
All of it.
He does.
He just does the easy ones.
I do have a lot of garlic.
Anything difficult, he goes right to the grocery store.
So good for you.
We just harvested a lot of garlic yesterday.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Nice.
So good.
Using a lot of it.
Hanging on the screened-in porch now, drying out. We can't wait.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it? How long does that take?
Like 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jeez. You got something coming up garlic-wise?
Well.
So you're planning ahead?
Yeah, I mean, we're excited.
Yeah.
We're ready to get into it.
Yeah.
I got a little jar of garlic and honey. You put all garlic in there, pour honey over it, eat the garlic.
Mm-hmm. So good for you.
Yeah.
People swear you don't get sick.
This is what we've needed on this podcast.
Yeah.
We need to bring in someone that knows a little bit about this stuff.
Yeah.
Suddenly y'all I'm not so crazy.
Yes.
You're not.
No, no.
Someone knows about sequential.
Yeah. Y'all have a lot in common, but just 1%.
Yeah.
It's going to steer off the rails pretty quick.
Yeah, after the garlic.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, just talk.
I'm sure we sort of deviate a little.
I would just talk to him about garlic.
Yeah, start the food.
I'd get in your car and head on out. But because that's.
You're an accomplished singer, too. Have you ever been to Nashville?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of
good question?
I mean, I feel like
such a funny question.
Hold on a second, Mandy. Hold on a second.
Mandy, you sing. Have you ever been to Nashville, Tennessee?
Never heard of it.
Okay.
I had a follow-up.
Go ahead.
Follow it up with a better question. I don't think I've ever heard a question.
Yeah. You've been on a plane before, Mandy?
Hey, Mandy, you're a accomplished actor. Have you ever been to Los Angeles? That's the question, yes.
Am I crazy?
Essentially. Yeah, but no, I mean, fair enough. Yes, I have been to Nashville. I played the Ryman before when I was on tour last time. Yeah. I mean, that's a real feather in one's cap, as they say. But I love Nashville.
Yeah.
I would move there in a heartbeat. I love it. Lots of friends there. I feel like the whole music industry in general has sort of moved to Nashville.
Yeah.
Not just like country.
Yeah, see, that's a great question.
All genres.
How many tours did you go on?
I've been on a few, but when I started, I was a kid. I was like 15, and I toured a little bit then, and then I started getting more into acting.
Yeah,
and that sort of
Entourage.
More or less.
I don't think
so. Like the
15
music
on
stuff.
Entourage.
Really. No. That was
it. Was all leading to Entourage.
It was all roads led to Entourage.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's my life motto.
Eventually,
I auditioned for.
You were telling
the
me
movie,
that.
Yeah. I didn't get it.
To play Vinny Chase?
Spoiler alert.
No, Haley Joel Osment. No, it was in the movie. The movie.
Entourage movie.
Yeah. That's where I didn't read the script. And she goes, why didn't you read the script? I go, I'm pretty excited about the movie. I figured I wouldn't get this part. So why would I?
Spoil it?
Why would I ruin the movie? Like, you know.
That's a great answer.
Yeah. It's like, what are you talking
about?
I don't
want to ruin the movie for myself.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get the
role.
I'm
not getting this role. Like, are you? Right before, because I had an acting coach, and right before before I went, the guy, I took a lesson from a guy, and I was going to the audition, and we get done doing, he running it through with me, and I go, what do you think? Am I good? And he goes, I think you should try to get out of this audition. That's how it went. He goes, yeah. He goes, you should try to get out of it. I think it will hurt you more than it will help you. In this industry as a whole.
Wow.
He goes,
just in general,
he goes, you should just not go. And I was like, I'll be all right. And just typical comedian that goes, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
That's how we comedians are. What I've learned with acting is y'all are prepared. And we do not come from a world of preparation. We usually write everything on stage.
Sure.
So you go on stage. I mean, you kind of have a general, you think about it a lot, but there's no like really writing down. You just kind of, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
To go like, well, I need to be in front of people.
That's right. Yeah. You think with acting, you go, I got an idea.
I've got it.
Yeah. I got the gist. I know how this goes.
Yeah.
I work it out on set.
I mean, I feel like you have to
see Dusty's part, you're going to notice that.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to be somewhat prepared. Like I like to know my lines, but I'm not driving myself crazy about it because like you still want to show up on set and have the freedom to like, you know, play around and try different things and not be so locked in and have like a certain expectation of what things are going to look like because then it never ends up like turning out the way that you expect.
Yeah, it's like that's what I have an acting coach here and he's great, Jeff Dockweiler. And he's been with me the whole time. I mean, Sony was like, just go sleep on top of this guy and work on stuff.
I just talked to him.
Yeah, he's great.
He said you should get out of this if you could.
He goes, that's what he did. Goes, you should get out.
This is gonna hurt. It's too late.
Well, you can recast.
They can recast.
I was saying when we did our scene and we walked up, was like, you know, I was like, I had read it over, but then they go, we're just standing there, and then like it looked like we're about to just go, and I'm like, well, let me see those lines one more time. I'm not that ready on it. Yeah. I didn't know we were going to walk right up and just get started.
You know what's really helped?
I don't do a lot of acting.
Again, with my acting coach would help, is like it is the story. It's like if you just look at the story and not, like, I almost don't even really look at the lines.
Yeah.
Because the lines are going to be, especially in a movie like this, like it's not Star Wars. So it's... my name's Nate in it. And so it's like almost naturally the only thing you could say in the situation.
Yeah.
And then so it's like you just kind of like, it helps you really, you know, because you think about, it's like in stand-up, you know, we do a set list and we write bullet points. So you write, you know.
Grocery store joke.
Yes. And then you can go talk about that for 3 minutes. Or fire 50 minutes for you. But it's like crazy because you just need that one bullet point that, you know, that's breaks it all in. And it's essentially that. Yeah. You just kind of have bullet points and you just go, oh, yeah, then I'll get that.
Yeah. That's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah.
That is really helpful that you're just telling the story. And it's so much of it is in your own voice, too, in a way. Like, you get to be yourself.
Yes.
More or less here. So it's like it can kind of be whatever you want as long as you have, like, the basic idea of what the line is and what you have to say. So that takes some pressure off.
That's what I was always wondering about acting, because it was when you see it, and sometimes you see something will be so natural in a movie or something, and you're like, did they write that? Or did it just, like, the person figured that out in that moment?
And when it's your movie, too, I think you could just go, well, that's how it is now.
Exactly.
That's how we're doing it.
That's what I want.
I know that wasn't the original story, but that's what we're going to do now. Now I'm,
You know how I say, instead of dad, I say dad?
Yeah.
So that's dad. It's in the movie because what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You gonna make me not say it. I don't know how to not say dead.
And there's a list of these words somewhere of all the ones you say wrong, just to avoid.
Yeah, that they just go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of it is like, well, what are we gonna do? That's how they have a full conversation. Should we ask him to say it the way the rest of the world says it? Or just his way?
Maybe they'll make you do ADR at the end.
It might be. Dad.
Yeah. Dad.
Dad.
When you were a little kid, what'd you call your dad when you were a little kid?
Dad.
Dad?
Papa?
Dad?
That's
no,
so sad.
I call him Dad.
I called my dad Daddy.
Daddy?
Daddy.
Daddy?
Daddy, yeah. Daddy.
Did you, was yours Mr. Weber?
At school, my dad was my high school principal.
Oh,
I called him Mr. Weber at school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever get called in there?
A couple times.
And just you and him?
Yeah, he was dad at that point. When it's just us in the room, he's dad.
And then but just...
in the halls, he's Mr. Weber if I had a question for him.
Sure.
Did you get in trouble?
A couple times.
Yeah. All right.
I was never the guy. I was the guy that was around the people that were getting in trouble. And I was like, come on, guys. I was that guy.
Okay.
Not a lot of fun.
Come on, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I was involved in a lot of, but I was never the instigator. Yeah. I was going to ask both of y'all real quick. Are we trying to wrap it up?
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, that's final question.
Do you find that you enjoy movies? All right.
No, I'm serious.
It just was funny that he said final question.
Because this is your first big movie that you've been around.
It's the only movie I've been around.
And you've been in so many.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you enjoy movies more or less now that you know how everything works and you're kind of thinking about that as you're watching it?
I mean, I find it so magical to be truthful. Like, each and every time it's not lost on you. Like, this is the coolest job. We're so lucky. I'm so grateful. It's just like being back at work is always the best. Yeah. But I'm curious how you feel.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I watched a movie this weekend. You want to know what I watched?
What'd you watch?
I Know What You Did Last Summer. And
wow.
Yeah. And
classic.
So,
yeah. This will be the fifth movie Nate's seen once it's out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what an honor.
But I noticed, like, the shots, like covered shots. That's the craziest, because I never noticed it. When you, like, if someone's two people are talking, you see just that person, then this person, you're like, well, they had to move so much stuff around
Well, that's what I mean. Are you just thinking about that stuff the whole time, or can you kind of get lost in it when you're?
I noticed it. Yeah. I could probably get lost, but I know, but I enjoyed it. Like I.
But maybe you're just more aware of it right now because you're in the midst of this process. Yeah. So you're like, wow.
Very true.
They're shooting at night. Like what that must have took, and it's just like all the details of you know the what goes into making a shoot work.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's like just very top of mind for you right now.
Yeah. It was very fun to watch.
I like that you said how great the job is, and then you said that we get to do this, and that's not what we don't get to do.
They don't get to do it.
We collectively,
we all are in this movie.
We're all in this together.
We got.
No,
to
I
do
liked it. I thought it was fun because it was a lot of passion. And what you said, and I was feeling it, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I wish I had that job." You know,
you did.
You did have that job.
Exactly.
He's not gonna have it again.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed it.
No, I like my job too.
We're hoping for breadwinner too. I'll tell you.
Oh yeah. Just around the trash guys. All right, Mandy, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you
for having
me, guys. You're the best.
Great to meet you.
Yes. Thank you.
You have a podcast too.
Oh, just a little rewatch podcast.
Yes, this is us. Yeah. Everybody go watch that.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. See you.
Insurance isn't one size fits all, and shopping for it shouldn't be like squeezing into something that just doesn't fit. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they show you options that fit your budget. Enough hunting for discounts, trying to calculate rates, and tinkering with coverages. Maybe you're picking out your very first policy, or maybe you're just looking for something that works better for you and your family. Either way, they make it simple to see your options, no guesswork, no surprises. Ready to see how easy and fun shopping for car insurance can be? Visit progressive.com and give the Name Your Price tool a try. Take the stress out of shopping and find coverage that fits your life on your terms. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
All right, here we are with my lovely daughters in the movie Breadwinner. We got Birdie, Stella, Charlotte. Look
right.
at that. We've had very fun. They're this movie. We have a lot of stuff. We do a lot of stuff together. I've learned a lot from them. I learned how to stand on a tee. The marker.
Oh, yeah.
So they put a piece of tape with a T. And I overheard them telling, I don't know, it wasn't you. It was, I heard them telling Birdie just make sure you put your feet in the middle of the T. And I overheard it and I just was like, you know, it's like where I did learn that in that moment.
Yeah.
But I didn't really address it. I didn't go like, oh, good tip.
Yeah.
But I was like.
You just pretended like you've known it all your
life. If they talk to y'all, I listen. And I will ask y'all questions because y'all, you've been in stuff. You know, you're the real deal.
Real pros.
You're real pros.
Yeah. How long have y'all been acting?
About 25 years for Charlotte. Yeah. Go ahead, Charlotte. Yeah.
Well, since I was 3.
Wow.
And I just.
She's 4
I
now.
I do a lot. I had a lot of personality, and I was just goofing off all the time. And my oldest sister did acting, and that's how I got it.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, you were in what were the big Thunderbolts, right?
Yeah.
Was that awesome? Like, is it?
Yes.
Is it when you're on a movie like that? Does it feel like this movie, or does it feel like
it feels different, and it's cool how movies. Are different and how they get made.
Yeah. You think you're, what's your favorite movie?
This one.
All Thank right. you.
All right. Look at that. Good acting coach.
Hey, why don't y'all go ahead and say what's your favorite movie? And it better be like Charlotte's answer.
It's actually, I'm going to be completely serious. It is this one.
Oh,
all right.
This is
well, you have to say that now.
Yeah. It's completely fine. Is it, how long have y'all have both been acting now?
I've been acting for 4 years.
Yeah.
I've been acting since I was 4, and I'm almost 12 now.
Oh, wow.
My dad was, well, he still is. He's an actor. And then I started asking all about it. And I wanted to try it. And I tried it and I loved it.
So yeah.
I've been doing it ever since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. School is different for y'all though, because you also go to a real school, right?
I go to a public high school.
You go to public high school, but then when you're on set, they would have to run off and go, learn. Also, something I should have probably went down with y'all to your class too. So that wouldn't have hurt for me to go. Well, what are y'all talking about today? Maybe I can sneak in there and hear and learn some stuff from you guys as well.
So, Charlotte, when you got cast with Nate, did you tell your agent, I feel like I'm taking a step back in my career?
No.
Well, all right, so we're taping this early, but yesterday was Father's Day. What kind of dad do you think he'd be in real life?
Oh, in real life.
Well,
yeah. Well, I mean, didn't you write this movie after your real life experiences or something or an idea? Yeah. So, I mean, close to that, but probably better because this is like a movie.
Thank you.
And it was probably exaggerated.
You.
I feel like you would tolerate going out to like dinner, but I feel like you would want to kind of just like chill.
That's yes.
very specific.
Oh, on Father's Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I would not. Very well.
Yeah. I think I would want y'all out of the house. And no, I'm joking. No, watch US Open. That's Father's Day right there. You watch golf.
Yeah, that's what my uncle did the whole time.
Oh, yeah. It's the best. Oh, yeah, because you're aunt and uncle here right now. And they're, I bet he loved it. I'll talk to him about it because it was great. Yeah. You should have watched it too. Y'all have been awesome. Y'all have helped me a lot on how to act.
Yeah.
I can't wait for everybody to see them in this movie because they're very fun. It's all hanging out. We have a fun time.
Yeah.
We all hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
You're all very nice. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you so Charlotte, much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having us. Thank you guys for having us.
Breadwinner.
Here we go.
Watch it, please.
Insurance isn't one size fits all, and shopping for it shouldn't be like squeezing into something that just doesn't fit. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they show you options that fit your budget. Enough hunting for discounts, trying to calculate rates, and tinkering with coverages. Maybe you're picking out your very first policy. Or maybe you're just looking for something that works better for you and your family. Either way, they make it simple to see your options, no guesswork, no surprises. Ready to see how easy and fun shopping for car insurance can be? Visit progressive.com and give the Name Your Price tool a try. Take the stress out of shopping and find coverage that fits your life on your terms. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
All right. Now we are sitting here with Martin Herlihy.
All right.
From Please Don't Destroy. Is that what you get brought up as? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, everybody says that.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been in one of y'all's sketches.
Is that
kind because, of a, golly, that hurt, you know?
It's kind of an awkward way to bring it up. Huh?
You know, yeah. What's the deal with that, Martin? Maybe that's what we should. It's how we're going to start this podcast. Where do you get off? No.
I think we wrote ones for you.
Y'all did.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the best sketches, one of my favorites of all time, the kids doing Def Jam.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's I mean, that's so funny. Have you seen that?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's so great.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
We wrote that with Gary Richardson.
Okay.
Shout him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're playing Peter in this movie. You're the like a DoorDash guy, delivery guy. I forget who do you work? Who is it? Or do we even know? We just say food delivery guy.
Yeah.
We don't really say anybody.
It keeps switching.
Yeah. And so we've been rolling. They've already shot their scenes. I don't think you were there. They play because we can say what y'all were. I guess we kind of did y'all say it.
Trash man number one.
Trash number
two. I make that very clear two. That he's number two.
I'm trash collector number two. Yeah. Not trash man.
and
get it right.
Trash collector. And Dusty, can't say what you were doing, but you were.
I had a great time.
You had a great time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was fun.
Dusty dies in the movie. Yeah. Go ahead, Dusty.
Yeah, you know, we got to play around with a bit of a different hair look.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
His hair normally looks like yours.
Oh, yeah, this is a wig.
Yeah.
Extension.
Yeah. But yeah, they styled it up a different way. And then they were like, in the trailer, they were like, we like this. And then fortunately, you were in there.
Yeah.
So I got to be like, you okay with this? And then you were like, I don't care. Yeah. And it looked good, though.
I liked it. Did you like it?
I did. I wore it that way all the way through the airport back home. And then I took it out before I got home. I didn't want my kids to see me.
You almost became a different guy.
Yeah.
I did.
I'm so
curious. I became
curious
a different guy. I'm sure I could say it, but it would be a nice surprise.
It's a beehive. No, it's up to.
Yeah. But you didn't want your kids to see your hair?
Might scare them.
I just didn't want to show up off the road with a new look.
You know?
Maybe if they saw it happen.
That's what they say. If you shave have your kids seen you without a beard?
No.
Okay, so if you did that,
my wife has seen me without a beard.
They'd probably freak out if they saw you without a beard, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So a different haircut.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Like,
who's the strange man in that?
Yeah.
Yes.
How many kids you got, Martin?
Dude, I'm working on it, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
There used to be a Saturday Night Live sketch, Hurley Boy.
That
related to you?
My dad knew Adam Sandler.
Okay.
So it was the name. He had no involvement in it other than Sandler used his name.
Oh, his dad. Awesome. So, yeah.
That's
his dad
cool, though.
Right. Yeah. Wes Sandler had done Happy Gilmore. And I mean, almost all of or a lot of them, right?
Yeah.
All the ones we like. Yeah. I mean, we like all
the
of them.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to say it like that, but you know what I mean? It's the ones that you...
And you know which ones we're talking about.
And you know what I mean.
There are some that are better than others. Yeah, I think that's okay. Yeah, I think that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you think your dad would come on this? No, I'm joking. Have you ever had what jobs have you had?
I've only worked in desserts previous to comedy. So I did shaved ice, popsicles... Chocolate, candy, ice cream.
Wow.
Those are all different establishments?
You were like...
The shaved ice and the popsicle were the same thing.
Okay.
It's like you were running a booth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Outside?
Outside, did the markets in New York, did corporate events.
Is this your first job? Your first job was...
First job was in a chocolate shop, but then first job in college in New York was the shaved ice pop.
Is that a coincidence, or did you really just zero in on
I zeroed
that's your passion?
In. Yeah. I had previous experience.
Aaron's like, I didn't know we could do that.
Yeah. Might be.
He goes, you messed up.
You're about to quit comedy.
Yeah, it's not too late for a pivot, I'll tell you that.
Which one was the easier of the desserts?
The last one I had was an ice cream store where I would work the opening shift. So I would be done at noon.
Yeah.
So it would only be the five crazy people
who come in to get ice cream. 10 a.m.
I could. That is funny to go, in the morning, 10. Yeah, is it 10 a.m. when y'all would open?
Yeah. It'd be 10 to 3 maybe. And then I would.
But which one was the easiest to scoop? Is ice cream the hardest or is shaved ice easier because it's just your.
Shaved ice is harder. Depends on the flavor of ice cream.
I would not think, I'm surprised by that.
Because
I thought
off?
Ice cream was when you see, you go to Baskin Robbins, they have to you have to get into it.
But they heat home with a bit of a hand cramp after a night of a lot of ice cream scooping?
Yeah, after a long summer, the one arm would be slightly bigger than the other one.
Yeah. You're two scoops. Oh, gosh.
How is shaved ice the hardest one?
I guess it depended on the flavor.
Yeah.
If it had a lot of mix-ins. You tend to be softer, maybe.
Do you ever have a customer come in and they ask for something and you go, you don't need that?
I would almost everyone.
You say it present tense like he still works there.
Yeah, I would imagine that's a 3 out of 5 situation. It's just, you're like,
you go, you sure, man?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the most amount of samples you've ever given out to one person? You ever have somebody where you're like,
this is a real scourge.
If I keep giving you samples, you're not going to order anything.
Yeah.
You kind of can't stop, or at least not me. I don't have the personality to be like, no.
That's enough.
Yeah.
They go, you know what? I don't like any of the flavors.
Would people ask for samples and then just leave?
Yeah, occasionally. Yeah. Not a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew a guy who would go to Mexican restaurants, get water, and eat chips and salsa and then leave. Like, what a dirtbag.
That guy's at this table.
I would never do such a thing.
Yeah. Well, these have all been pretty quick interviews, so we appreciate you jumping on.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me.
We covered some important ground.
This has been very fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm an electric podcast.
Well, desserts are. Desserts are. I'm still shocked.
I have a lot more questions.
I could ask a lot of questions about working at an ice.
I'm sorry, we got to wrap it up.
Yeah, you know what, Mart? We will have you back.
Not to talk comedy. Yeah. Just ice cream.
Have we done a dessert episode?
No.
See, we're having a dessert episode. A what?
A block of ice.
Put it and on then the you can do it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's how you can make it?
Oh, you literally shave it off?
Yeah. You shave it off the block.
From a... Oh, wow. That's why it's harder.
Yeah.
I thought it was like... Oh, this is like a real deal place.
Yeah, this is
New York City. Oh, I mean, you're getting the best.
It's like churning butter.
Yeah, I thought
butter.
Shaved ice was like just out of a, like they put ice in a machine. It was already,
I did too.
It's already shaved.
No, we were shaving it.
You're like,
now I get why.
You guys are talking slushies. He's talking shaved ice.
Yeah, shaved ice. Yeah.
I'm so glad you almost let me go before clearing that up.
Yes.
And that would have been such a disaster for your listeners.
Yeah. Oh, it would have been embarrassing. Like everybody would be like, that, who was the weak boy that couldn't hold a cone of water. Well, you're awesome, dude. You've been killing it, obviously, in this movie.
You.
And we've had a blast having you. So
thank you for having me.
Great meeting. Yeah,
thanks for coming by.
Thank you, dude.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
What a big day, though. Huh?
Go ahead and mention
that's
that.
Crazy.
All right.
That's
so crazy. Mike Vecchione, our good friend Mike Vecchione, has his new special, Low Income White, coming out on Nateland. June 27th. Even the title's funny.
Yeah. Great title.
We June 27th premiere. It was great. The special's great.
Yep. Our buddy Ryan Hamilton is shooting a Netflix special at Neptune Theater October 4th.
Seattle.
Yes. Yeah. It's great. It's going to be on Netflix. We're taping it October 4th. Ryan Hamilton, extremely funny. He's had specials on Netflix before. Very pumped about that.
Mm-hmm. Very funny.
Yeah.
Love Ryan Hamilton.
Yeah.
Love Mike Vecchione, too. I don't want to just say that about Ryan.
Yeah, sure.
And Nateland presents The Showcase.
And then I gave you a look that made it even weirder. But I love them both.
Yeah.
And I do.
I'll say
it again.
This Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, coming up. Nateland presents The Showcase.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's taping that again.
Tickets are on sale. We're all hosting tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Doing that. So look who'd walk in. Come on in. Everybody, please welcome Christian Bale.
All right. Thank you.
I like my Batman movie.
We just met Christian Bale.
Will Forte. Welcome. Hey, buddy.
Hi, how
good
are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
You're a part of the Nateland crew because we went on the road together. So you fit in.
That I had so much fun.
A lot of people were very excited about your national anthem.
Oh, really?
They were.
Oh, that was, I got to say, it was terrifying to do the national anthem because I think I usually kind of like to over-sing stuff.
Right.
And I just didn't want to do anything that seemed like it was disrespecting the anthem.
Totally.
Yeah.
But just my general way of singing seems disrespectful of any song I'm singing. It was so fun. And to get to see him, I just saw three shows. It was just, they were just, you would think after the third time you might get sick of some of the stuff. And it was like, it would just even get better.
Yeah.
Like I was just watching the master. Whoa. And it's craft.
Give it two or three more times.
Yeah.
Did you sing the national anthem three times? Did you do three shows?
No, we did three
different songs.
Oh, okay.
The God Bless the USA.
Oh, that's a good one.
Which I used to think was just called Proud to Be an American.
Yeah.
And then that was the second one. And the third one was a medley.
Kind of everything.
Like a hodgepodge.
The third one the third one's very fun. Because it was almost like we were saying, like, at first we didn't, I didn't know if he wanted to go, I'm like, if you want to go up, you can go up, but it's like, he doesn't do stand up. I don't know if you have something, you've done some charity stuff. So you've had to obviously be in front of people. And, by the third one, we're like, oh, like you have an act. Like we basically, he had some, he had jokes.
Have you ever done stand up?
Just stuff like this, which was in a stand up setting, but not really stand up, just kind of a bit like this. And it was so fun. It was so fun. I'm very excited to stretch it out and come back. And
he's, well, I mean, you're always
20, right?
Yeah, you're always welcome. You're always welcome. That's what was fun is sometimes because when you, you were like, you just went and saw your family. Your family wasn't here, so you ended up going to be a weekend by yourself down here.
Yeah.
And so then you're like, I just overheard you. We were just talking. You're like, yeah, I might check a day trip. You're talking about going to Nashville or Savannah or something, like just drive to a city that you haven't been to. And then I just throw out, I'm like, well, you can come with me if you want to hop on the bus and we'll go to Roanoke and Norfolk. And it was, you know, when you say it, it's like, I honestly want you to come. But then you're always like, I can't imagine. Why would someone want to?
Well, I was the same, the different version of that was like, oh, he doesn't want me to really come.
Oh, yeah.
it was so much fun. I finally, that night, I was just like, if you meant that, I'm in.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's fun.
I love it.
Yeah, it was the best. We had the most fun. So, Will, we were very pumped that you were on this podcast, but that you agreed to do the movie. Because you were, we were just saying, you know, because it was like when I saw you, when I do like a scene and then I'm like talking to you in a movie, it's crazy to be looking at you and just be in a movie. Like you have it. I know it's probably not a real, it's a hard question to, it's not even a question, but it's probably, you know, but it is crazy because it's just like so much stuff that I love that you do. And then just to be like, I can't believe you're talking to me.
Yeah.
In this. Well,
thank you for saying that. That's, I don't often get that reaction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So people go, I can't believe.
Yeah, I'll come in.
I can't believe Will's, I'm in a Will Forte movie. Is that the reaction you want to get?
Oh, man. If you got a Will Forte movie, that is a certain, that's the kiss of death. I remember one time I did a part in the Sandler movie, That's My Boy, and then a tiny part in Rock of Ages, and then I found out, which is Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
So it's like, they were both coming out the same weekend. So I'm like, for, you know, which one's going to be number one? And then somehow I tanked both of them. I brought them both down. I forget what it was, but like, yeah.
Tom Cruise's only non-hit.
Yes.
He guessed. I guess you're the only one. You think he probably remembers you for that?
Every time
he sees you and he goes, this guy. Tom Cruise, you've met Tom Cruise. You met him on that movie, right? He was like, he's the best.
He was so nice. So this was shooting in Miami, and it was the part that I was in, it was three nights in a row, all night shoots. Yeah, so you're getting in at 8 o'clock at night, something like that. You're going until it turns light. So the first night I'm there, I'm in a scene with him, and you know he had to drive this motorcycle up to me, and so they would cut it right where he kind of got to me, mm-hmm. and so we would chat a little bit after each time he would drop the motorcycle off, and they would cut, and then at the end of that night, I was like, okay, I felt just barely comfortable enough to say, hey, my mom is coming to visit tomorrow. Would you ever, could I introduce you to her? Is that all right? And he was like, of course, yes. What's her name? I said, Patty. And he's like, Patty Forte. Okay, I'm excited to meet her. And this was like 7 in the morning. So then I slept through the day and then went back to set. And then it's that uncomfortable thing. We talked about this where it's like, okay, I asked him, he was cool about it, but now I actually have to like be annoying and say, you know, Tom, remember what you said? You're going to say hi to my mom. And before I could even do that, his assistant came up and said, hey, where's your mom? Tom really wants to meet her. And then in this insane scene, there must have been 400 extras. In the middle of the madness of that, he called my mom over into the very center of it and had somebody come and take pictures. And then a couple weeks later, he sent 2 framed pictures, for one for my mom, one for me.
Oh, wow.
It was a wonderful experience.
I love it because it's like he's like a theme park just as a human.
Yeah.
Where it's like you go, it is essentially meeting Mickey Mouse, and It's and I really think if you control the whole situation, like it's like you're just kind of like, yeah, you take pictures, you get framed.
You're probably gonna want to get this framed.
Yeah,
and you go, I do want to.
Yeah. And it's already printed for you when you get off the ride.
Yes.
Yeah, I like the Tom Cruise. I like to picture though. You go, would you meet my mom? And he goes, yes. And then later that night, he has you fired from the movie. Yeah. That's the Tom Cruise I have in my mind. That's who I like to picture. It's he goes, I'd love to meet your mom. Yeah. And then you're cut from the movie.
You know who would do that? Christian Bale. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see his picture with Christian Bale?
Yeah. No, I didn't. Let me see it.
No. Oh. He met Christian Bale yesterday.
Today. Earlier today.
At the airport today.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Yeah.
He's. I think the best there is, right? Yeah. Is he like the one? I think so. I mean, too. if not the greatest
he's
actor around.
Probably the greatest. Yeah.
Well, you haven't seen my role in Breadwinner.
Oh, I haven't yet. Yes, no, I apologize for jumping the gun with my opinion.
He's my new
trash
Gene
collector
Hackman.
Number two.
Christian Bale's my new Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
Gene Hackman's gone, and that's who previously was the best actor in the world.
I was in Hawaii on a vacation once, and. Me and a buddy were jogging on the beach, and then we ran by some kind of heavy set guy, and my buddy said, I think we just ran by Christian Bale. And I'm like, so we're probably like 50 yards past, and I looked back, and it was, no, that can't be Christian Bale. But it was when he was doing the Dick Cheney movie, and he had gained a bunch of weight for it. So I think it definitely was him. Like we figured we spied on him a little bit until we didn't go say anything, but
so he wasn't a true fat guy because he was running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, wait. Was he running? No, he was on the beach. We were running.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
But he probably was still running. I bet he does that and he's still probably like does it in a really healthy way.
Yeah.
You know, I bet he's got to have like doctors who probably monitor. Yeah. Daily.
Can you tell the story? Is it the car chase of 1994-3?
OJ? Oh yeah. So I lived in Los Angeles. I was probably four blocks away from the Nicole Brown, the house where she was murdered.
Rockwell.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. So Gretna Green.
Brentwood, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so I had just graduated from UCLA and was down, lived down there during that period. And my birthday, which is tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Thank you
very much. This comes out Wednesday, so it'd been yesterday.
Yeah. Yes, but it was
happy
yesterday.
Happy birthday, yeah.
Was the day of the Bronco chase. And my girlfriend and I were going down to Disneyland and pass the Bronco.
Wow.
Yeah.
How crazy.
Wow.
Is that?
Yeah.
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 That is wild.
That is crazy.
You were like, would you meet my mom? Yeah.
And he's a guy he would meet your mom. I mean, he was that kind of guy, too.
Yeah, he might have been. Yeah, maybe right then he's like, I mean, soon. Yeah. He goes,
I'll need visitors.
Did you ever see the footage? Like, did you ever see your car? Like, I mean, there were so many cars going.
Did you know in the moment?
Everybody looked for a dark blue Saturn.
Okay.
Did you know in the moment what was happening, or did you connect the dots later?
We kind of heard, because in the morning, all the reports are coming out. I just watched the documentary Made in America, so it's all kind of fresh in there. Yeah. But I remember that day, it was just like weird stuff. I think it was the day he was supposed to be turned in, and there was a huge mystery, because you're like, oh, he's not there.
Yeah.
And then you hear, oh, they've located him, and it was just weird. And back then also, the way you got your news, you don't just look on your phone. This is from what I remember. I don't think it was either pre cell phone or just pre everybody having a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
you got
text
it on
people,
TV.
But there was no news.
I don't
or
think
anything.
You could text people.
Yeah, no, so you just not, like hear it on the radio or something.
TV radio. TV it was radio. All anybody was talking about, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
So I mean, to drive like by snippets. That is, it's, yeah. I mean, there's just, it's so crazy that you drove, because it's like the odds of you even meeting someone to drive by that.
It's like a Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're the Forrest unmistakable.
Is that Will Forte?
Yeah. You're the real Forrest Gump. There you go. You're a part of everything that's ever happened.
Christian Bale.
He was at Watergate.
Yeah.
When they invented the wheel. We had not seen that before.
No.
Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden there's a wheel.
Yeah. It's a wild time.
You know, yeah, you remember.
I'm not that old.
Yeah. You remember the first thing you said, you go, how'd you get over here so fast? And then that's when you learned about the will.
I looked up some Will Forte fun facts.
Oh.
It said, tell me this story. Your mom has visited every movie set that you've ever been in.
Yes, she had. And then recently she kind of stopped.
Are you trying?
I invited her. No, it wasn't because of this.
I don't think of a nice way to say it.
I get it.
She goes, this one, she goes, is anybody going to see it?
No, it was, I think it was in Ireland. I was trying to get her to come down. No, Australia. I was like, get down here. So Ireland, she missed out on. Australia, but maybe because it's domestic, maybe I can get her out.
Yeah, bring her back.
Yeah.
Wife and kids just showed up, so yeah. I'm excited about that. Yeah.
I do very well with older ladies that like my comedy. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I think I could be right up your mom's alley.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. There's nobody I meet more than it's the best.
Yeah.
And I love that sort of stuff. Somebody comes up to you and they go, hey, are you Dusty Slay? And then they go, you are my mom's favorite comic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a lot of times I get very attractive women come up to me and they go, my husband loves you.
We had a joke in the Christmas special. We were saying, like, I'm Nate Burgett, I'm your wife's favorite comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Insurance isn't one size fits all, and shopping for it shouldn't be like squeezing into something that just doesn't fit. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they show you options that fit your budget. Enough hunting for discounts, trying to calculate rates, and tinkering with coverages. Maybe you're picking out your very first policy. Or maybe you're just looking for something that works better for you and your family. Either way, they make it simple to see your options, no guesswork, no surprises. Ready to see how easy and fun shopping for car insurance can be? Visit progressive.com and give the Name Your Price tool a try. Take the stress out of shopping and find coverage that fits your life on your terms. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You're Donkey Kong champion.
Yes, although the thing I'll say about that, I was working on this movie, Good Old Fashioned Orgy, and I was doing something where I was probably only in every. You got to see it. You just got to see it. I was only in every fourth day. And then the other days I would just go, I found this Donkey Kong game down at a local bar and I had nothing to do. So I played a little bit. I get a little obsessive about stuff. And I would hit this wall and then I'd go home and look up how you get through that wall. And then I just kept getting better and better. And there was a guy who was a stand-in on the movie who was, have you ever seen King of Kong?
I don't think so. I know what it is.
I know what it is.
Great. Yeah. You got it.
I can't remember if I watched it. Yeah.
It's really interesting. It's all about these two guys who were chasing the Donkey Kong record. It's great. And then there's another movie called Chasing Ghosts, which is a documentary about like that era of video games, just like on a wider scale, like Defender and Space Invaders. And so this guy was one of the people who was, I think he was the Defender champ, and he just knew about all those games.
Real ladies,
Leo
man.
Daniels, yes. Yeah. Anyway, I was bragging to everybody because there was this guy, JL Kale. I always remember it was like he had every high score, and I'm like, I'm gonna get this guy off the leaderboard, and I did. I drove him off the leaderboard, and I was kind of joking around with everybody, showing the screen grab of that, and Leo saw it and he said, oh, that's actually pretty good. And then he submitted it to Walter, I think his name was, the referee. For people who have seen King of Kong, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
For you guys, it's, yeah, Walter's just some, he was this ref who would watch hours of footage. Like, people would send videos of them getting high scores, and he would watch the whole thing real time. He wouldn't even fast forward. He would watch everything till the very end to, like, you know, certify your score. So anyway, this guy registered my score, and it was, I think, number 29 in the world.
Wow.
But that's the thing. It's like, is it the 29th best score or just the 29th best score of people who were like, I got to get this thing certified?
No,
it's the best. That's the 29th best.
Is it the 29th best ever?
Is there, or is it like you're one of 29, the only 29 people that are playing this game still? It could be.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody gets number one on Donkey Kong 29 and then goes, crazy. I'm not even going to tell anybody about
it. I wasn't
this.
Even in the conversation for that.
Did you have to video the whole thing? Your whole match, or did you?
No, I just showed. See, that's the perk of you being an actor, I guess, because they just said, just take his word for it.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. But other guys, so
we could use the press.
And I lied. I took it. I photoshopped the. No, I didn't.
Yeah. How long is it? How long does it take to play a game?
Yeah. Man, I would guess that for that score, I was probably somewhere like 50 minutes.
Jeez. That guy would watch 50 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're, I mean, and I was 29th. Imagine somebody sending in, there are people who, some of these games, I'm sure you're going for.
Is there an
a
end to that
hours.
Game?
Yeah. I did not find it. I didn't. Yeah. No. I bet there, I don't
think
know.
There, yeah. I
when's
think
the,
there is.
When's the last time you played it? Could you still?
It's been a while.
Dominate?
It's been a while. I'd do okay, but I wouldn't. I forgot all the little hacks and.
How much did you enjoy the Donkey Kong scene in the new Mario movie based on all this?
I didn't see it.
Oh, that scene's worth
seeing. I haven't
seen it. That scene's worth seeing.
I'll tell you what I'd be more excited about is playing Mario Kart. That was one I used to be all over.
64 and, or Super Nintendo?
The original? Old one. Like, oh, this would have been like
Super Nintendo,
99 or whatever,
That was what I liked to
do. Doing a little power slide. Now I don't think I could power slide anymore.
I think
I'm old.
I think you figure it out, man. You get back in
you
there.
Get back,
it's like riding a bike.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got you, man.
Yeah, because you can figure it out. He's also an unbelievable skier.
Really?
Found out. Yeah.
I'm a good skier.
Yeah.
Water
That's the
or
one
ice.
Thing I can do.
Oh.
Water or ice?
Oh,
ice.
Yeah.
Ice.
Ice skier?
But you can do water.
Water ski,
too, right?
I can do water, but no, I'm not as good. Mm-hmm.
Snow skiing.
Yeah, not ice.
But I mean, he
I
can
do
fall
shaved ice. Yeah. Shaved ice.
Yeah,
out of a helicopter.
Yeah,
what?
Like that kind of skiing? He's
I mean, not to brag, but
yes,
it's a renaissance.
It is. It's crazy.
Where do you do that?
Will Forte? I swear to you, no one would believe it. Like there's a restaurant here where you can play. They have indoor simulators, golf simulators. And so then the first night we hung out, we were Colin Jost in the movie, so we're over there. And we come over to play. And then with Will, I don't know if you're going to play or not. Or, you know, you don't even know if anybody's with golf. You're like, I don't know if people want to play. And then so we're like, do you want to play? You played. But it's like you're actually playing good. And so then you feel like when you see something where you're like, oh, this guy's like. Yeah. Actually, like, can do a lot of things.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You're also a financial financial broker?
My dad was, and then I started doing that, but I didn't get very far. So before, you have to take the Series 7, or at least it was back then.
Yeah.
And I never got to that stage. The guy who I was working for said, I want to put you through the Series 7 and then you'll be like my junior guy. And then I just realized, oh, if I do that, I'll just be stuck. Because I would, you know, feel this sense of
loyalty. And do you regret
loyalty.
Not taking that?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, man.
What could
have
been?
Good knowledge to have, but I do have none of it.
Yeah.
I have none of it. But my dad does, so I don't need it. Yeah. Wait, what are your video games that you guys are good at? You're asking me all these questions.
I'm not good at any. I want to
learn about you.
What game he was around for? What video games did you?
Pong.
2 weeks ago, when we were on the road together,
he got the first Atari.
There were some. Yeah. I did have the.
I had
first
that
Atari. We're about the same age. There was a video game in our area that we hung out there at the arena, and I got the highest score on Miss Pac-Man.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, that's another one that I love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Miss Pac-Man.
It's a little bit easier. Are we a little bit easier than Pac-Man?
53.
53. Do you do like a skincare routine? Whatever you're going to say.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Is this guy's looking?
Well, he was born a baby, and he's kind of stayed there. He's Benjamin Button. He's going back. He's right in the middle phases right now. Because you just caught him at a good time.
That's the best compliment he's ever got on this podcast.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, we saw Aaron and I.
We didn't even know how to take it.
I play a lot of World of Warcraft, by the way, if we're still talking video games.
Really?
I just play a lot. Yeah. I was in a
we had guild. Moved on. I'm sorry. We had moved on.
I wanted my moment with Will Forte.
Yeah.
I'm so bad with the new video, like Halo. I have friends who would always want to play Halo, and I would just like it.
Came
just,
out 20 years ago, but
It's new.
Destroy.
Yeah,
it's
brand new.
Constantly.
Splat, splat, splat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had my buddy Kenny. He was ranked high on Halo. And in NCAA college football, at one point, I think he was like two, but maybe at least top five ranked in the world playing online.
That's crazy.
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 Online. Because, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was always very Halo. He was ranked very high too, and he played it. He was just very good at it. Yeah,
that would be like Michael Phelps on an NBA championship team.
Yeah.
After swimming,
he's accomplished about as much as Michael Phelps.
Yeah,
I used to play The Sims. You guys ever play that?
Yeah,
you take a family.
I love it.
You get like a guy, and then you build walls all around him. No door. Speed up the time. He dies in that room. That's what I used to do.
Wait, have you seen what's the Black Mirror? The most recent season. There's some kind of thing that reminded me of that.
Show freaks me out.
It does.
That show freaks me out.
It's the future.
Yeah,
it's coming.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I already know those things. So when I watch the show, it's just confirmation bias for me, and I think that's the term. Yeah. And I go, it's all going down.
Yeah,
it's getting dark.
Yeah, you don't need Black Mirror. You have a mirror.
I have a Black Mirror in my pocket. I mean, that's what these are. That's what these are that we carry around. We carry around our own little magic mirrors in here. We just pull up anything we want. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Yeah. You're learning the dynamic here on the podcast.
I love it.
That's what
I love it.
He fit in so well with everybody on the road.
That's good group of guys.
Yeah, it was a good fun group. That it was like it was just like everything, and you just blended in. Like you're just with you just kind of perfectly was like, oh yeah, you're just part of us.
I kept in touch with everybody too. Yeah. I know that Tony's coming out.
Yeah, Tony's coming.
Yeah, we're going to dinner on the 23rd.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
yeah. Please join us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll have you sit with us as we take comments from listeners and stuff. We're gonna read a couple comments. Rich Taylor's. They were filming directly across the street from our house, so we got a first look at Nate's acting. Oh. We all were really impressed with how much time and work goes into filming. My kids will probably never look at a movie the same way. It was nice of the cast to make time to meet some of the neighbors since it was a mess around here for a few days. One afternoon, I was able to hit Nate with a hay bear from across the street and got a chance to meet him. There you go. Yeah, I remember.
Old Rich Taylor.
Because you met a lot of the neighbors. Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
I mean, everyone's so nice. There's so many trucks. It really disrupts the neighborhood. So everyone was so cool.
It takes over the whole street.
It spiced the neighborhood up, though. You gotta think. Yeah. The neighborhood gossip went from, they've not been cutting their grass to, did you see that Will Forte was on the roof? Yeah,
the next door app went off.
There had to be a lot of Will Forte on the roof sightings.
Yeah.
Another spoiler.
Spoiler, yeah. Not giving too much away. The whole movie's about Will as a roof. We can't. Stephen Bass.
I think I went to high school with this guy.
Really?
I think this is the guy that we've talked about before that hit the shot at Auburn, like the half-court shot.
Oh, I know Steven. Yeah. Oh, I do know him.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a pro pickleball player, I think.
I was an extra in The Breadwinner. I was worried Nate's lack of acting experience would show, but in the first scene of the day.
Yeah, the extras are worried. Yeah. The extras are like, I don't want to be in this if I can help it.
They asked the extras, they gave the extras line. They go, we've never had lines before. They go, well, we need you. We need you
take a few of these. Yeah.
We need you to carry this scene. But in the first scene of the day, Nate had to act like he couldn't read. And let's just say he was the most natural looking thing I've ever seen. See, that's when you're in control of what is being done. You're just like, oh, I can ease into this.
You just got bassed.
Yeah. Yeah, I did get bassed. Waited until the end of a long day on set to give Nate a little let's go, folks, and he was kind enough to come shake my hand. Love being a part of the movie and looking forward to the premiere March 13th. Yeah, I do remember saying hi to him. Yeah, that's awesome.
He lives in Opelika, in my hometown. Mm-hmm. Shout out.
His wife's from Alabama.
Oh, yeah? Your wife's from Alabama?
What part?
Yep.
What city?
Birmingham.
Birmingham. All right. Yeah. We're from Alabama, too. And both of us.
Oh, really?
Montgomery, Opelika.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never been to either of those, but
never heard of either of those.
Maybe I've gone there. I got to go to Auburn? Tuscaloosa and go see a game.
What about Auburn University? You ever go there?
Haven't been there, and I'm not allowed to.
Oh, okay. Auburn's next to Opelika. Your wife would be familiar.
You know what? It's a tough thing because I freaking love Charles Barkley so much.
And so
it's like to I always kind of cheer for Auburn too.
Yeah.
Because I went to UCLA, so what do I care? You know, so it's like I love Charles Barkley and I'm not going to hide
Bo Jackson.
That. But don't you? Yeah. Bo Jackson.
Cam How do y'all feel about USC though? USC guys. Y'all's
You know what? I mean, it was growing up, it was a huge thing. Mm-hmm. Loved hating USC. Mm-hmm. And it just, you know, like, I think hatred of everything kind of diminishes and you're like, oh, why care that much about that stuff? You know, you can root for your team without hating on other teams.
See, I agree. I cheer for Alabama and Auburn. And everybody tells me I can't do it. Everybody says I can't do it. Yeah. And I do.
I hope Christian Bell didn't hear this.
Oh, is he War Eagle? Or?
Well, I'm just saying he'd be disappointed because
he's a big Dusty fan.
Yeah.
But that could be why he likes Dusty.
Yeah.
Is because he...
You know, I have the ability to cheer for both of them.
Yeah. What movie would you... If you met Christian Bell... Have you met Christian Bell?
No, I haven't.
Just on the streets. Well,
Dusty will introduce you.
On the beach. Yeah.
Put in a word.
What movie would you say to him... So he does, you know, if you're trying to say, don't say your movie.
Yeah.
But like if you're, you know, you don't want to say like Batman.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Because everybody likes Christian Bale Batman. So you don't seem like you really know Christian Bale if you say.
Yeah. Are
what was that movie where he, was it The Machinist? Where he was
that's
like.
What I said. That's I mean, what I said.
That's not, that was because in the way that he put on weight for Batman, the Dick Cheney one.
Yeah.
I mean, it was unbelievable how much he lost for
he
the
He did
other
Batman
one.
Right after The Machinist.
He
got the Batman shape in 3 months after
crazy.
The Machinist.
Yeah.
3 months.
What was the movie where was it called The Wrestler? The one where he's
the fighter.
In Phil,
the fighter.
The Fighter.
Yeah.
That's a good one too.
And he's I forget if that's what there was one movie I just remember thinking he's so funny too. Like he's
he was funny
in this really like he can inhabit any character.
He was funny
in like
The Big Short. He played Michael Burry and he had a messed up eye. And
he can do it all.
What's the
got
American Hustle?
Yeah,
was a good one too.
Yeah.
Very funny in that.
Is the Machinist? I've not seen it. Is it involve machines at all?
He's a machinist. He works on.
It's not about his job, though.
No, it's not about his job. But
so, if I wanted to watch a movie about machines,
that's not the one.
This is not the one.
I would watch Wall-E or
I'd
something.
I'd go Transformers.
It's a pretty brutal movie from what I remember.
It's a tough watch,
some,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it, really well done and like well acted. Yeah. And like, but you have to, it's like, you know, you don't come out of Schindler's List going like, wow, it's that kind of feeling like, wow, what a heavy and deep, you know, deep experience. Yeah.
You got to bottle that stuff down. You don't even let it get in there.
Yeah.
Open that door. All right.
What would your answer be?
The Big Short is what
I would say. I would have said Batman because I would have probably forgot everything else. I would have said, you know what I would have said?
Yeah.
The time where they caught him yelling at someone for being the eye line, I would have said, like, I think that was not fair that they did that to you because I understand the moment of that. That's almost what
it, you would meet him and bring up the worst moment of his career right away.
But I don't think it is. I think it wasn't fair to him.
Okay.
Because even when I heard it and I didn't know, you know, this was before I was the movie star that I am now.
Are you laying the groundwork for this is about to come out about you?
I yell at Will multiple times.
I ask him to. Yeah. I love that stuff.
Felix was on set once at, we're in the Nissan shop and I made him move because it was, I didn't even think about it, but I'm like delivering this line and I'm doing it. And it just the way it was, is everything was like split open. And then I'm just staring at Felix, just watching. And then it is like, you know, we're not doing the machinist, but it's, you just like are kind of trying to be funny and you're just, or whatever you're trying to do. It was like it is a serious moment in the movie.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I just got done. I go, yeah, you can't. You got to go. Because it was only, I could see him. Uh-huh. And then Stroop, when he was on it too in the Toyota, there was one time I'm doing this scene and Stroop's sitting where someone told him to sit. But it's like, it was again, like it just kind of broke and that's all you see. And I just see Stroop like, I saw him yawning and on the phone and you're like, all right, well, I can't, you know, that kind of stuff. But so I always understood like the Christian Bale thing is like,
one thing I had heard at some point, I don't know if this is the truth or not, but I heard that there was whoever he was yelling at maybe had been a little bit of a tyrant and had like, this could have been from somebody, an apologist, but it was, I thought I heard that it was him just like trying to stand up for the crew in a way by doing this also. Yeah. And that was because I'm a big fan of his. That's kind of what I wanted to.
Yeah. I bet. No, narrative I liked. I agree. I think it is. I get it. Like seeing, especially doing this now, you do see like, cause you have to, I mean, this is a comedy. But it's like you got to kind of be in the, like you want this to come off so when everybody sees it that you're like, it's your family and it's all this stuff.
Yeah.
And so you kind of need to, you know, because stand-up is such a like, we can comment on anything that's happening. But in a movie, you're like, I got you to believe this. And you want to go like, you want me to believe that I'm doing this. Uh-huh. So like but even before I always thought that was not a fair thing. Yeah, because he's doing like a cry, like he's crying or something. You guys just stare at a dude.
I do a crying scene and I had to like prepare myself for a couple days to try, because I don't do that. I usually, you just show up and you kind of do whatever. And I'm like, oh, I have to kind of seem like I'm crying. And so it was this scary thing to do. And then I could see how, like, and I didn't even do it a thousandth of, you know, the quality that he does it. And so like, what, you know, I could see like being in that space where you're like have to get super emotional and then somebody's like, you know, messing around. I don't know.
Yeah,
I agree, because you can get done with you can get done with a scene and you just right when you get done you're like, I just want to walk off by myself, because it's like you almost, there's a, you know, when you're filming something there's so many people around that when you, if you get done, if you were kind of vulnerable or say like if you had to yell really like for even for me, that simple of like, I've got to dive into, I got to be the most outgoing in this kind of thing, that like right when you're done, you're like, yeah, you don't want small talk or, you know, some scenes you can, but in some scenes you're like, yeah, let me just go walk for a second.
Yeah.
And I've always said Christian Bale has great taste in everything. And especially, you know, comedy that he likes and people that he likes to yell at.
Yeah.
And it all makes sense to me. And I agree. I just, you know, I just wanted to say that I agree.
Has he hosted SNL?
I don't think so. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he would just be great at everything.
We might try to get a co-host, that maybe me and Christian Bale co-host together.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're having a good time, we know, here, guys.
If we do another movie, I'll get you in the other movie, and then I'll go out to Christian Bale and say, hey, you know who's in this movie?
Yeah.
Dusty.
Yeah. That's the way.
You're the way for Nate to get Christian Bale in his movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, and he'll go. You're talking about
Roofer.
I thought that was Judah Friedland. Yeah.
All right, we will let you, Will, go with your family.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Thanks
for
doing.
We're probably going right into town here tomorrow night if anybody wants to join.
I would like to.
You guys still around?
I would like to. Okay. I'll come back down. Yeah. I got nothing going on.
I will be gone, but I appreciate it.
Once we figure it out. Okay.
But it would be one of those where I would go, did he really mean it?
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. He does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
After meeting Will, I can tell you he really, he's a lovely person. All right. All right, you're good. You can just get up and walk off.
Oh, I get out of here.
I don't think we have to do. Yeah.
Great to meet you.
You guys can do this without me?
Just have to do what Nate says.
We're going
to
hit record.
See you later.
Good seeing you.
Good to see you, buddy.
Good to meet you, man.
All right, great to meet you.
Gotta give a hug to my boss here.
This has been a big day.
It's the best.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I'll see you tomorrow.
Will Forte, Christian Bale, Mandy Moore. It's been
Stella,
a big day.
Stella, Birdie, Charlotte, Martin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole cast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's other cast members, but yeah, everybody that's here, we did a good, this was a big, big old thing. Well, welcome to the Breadwinner set. Glad you made it.
Yeah.
I want to pitch my dates.
Yeah. Where are you going to be? I will be in Evansville, Indiana this weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah. I've been going. I've been doing. Shows have been awesome. Yeah. We've had some amazing 3 p.m. shows. Okay. Unbelievable.
Is it hard switching your brain?
I thought it would be. You know what's funny is I'm able to. I think it's making me a better stand up. There's something that I've always wanted to work on. I've kind of figured like I have to do it in acting. Like giving myself a second to think or something.
Yeah.
And I've never really done that with stand-up. And you just feel like you're a fraud. You know, the first time after, you're like, I stunk.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And now you just feel, and it's something that I don't know if anybody would ever notice, but it's, I know it. And it's pretty awesome. I'm excited every week to go out.
Awesome. July 6th, I'm at Goodnight's Comedy Club in Raleigh.
Mm.
I didn't know you're actually gonna do. I mean, I like that.
I only just like that. Nate had a whole thing. You go, awesome. Well, listen, I just think it was funny.
Yeah,
I liked it. It was good.
Good transition.
I liked it. I'm not criticizing.
Good transition.
I'm not criticizing.
So, when are you gonna be in Raleigh?
July 6th. Okay. July 9th, Comedy Catch in Chattanooga. July 18th, 19th, the Looney Bin in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Awesome.
Mm.
July.
You driving to all.
Tulsa's a drive.
I'm
flying to Raleigh and Tulsa. I'm driving to Chattanooga. I should fly to Chattanooga.
I got a couple of days with you, Nate, coming up. But Chattanooga, Tennessee, Comedy Catch, July 17th through the 19th. 5 shows.
Ooh.
I mean, can you imagine only doing one? I got 5, 5 shows. We're trying to add a 6th.
Oh, so come on down.
We might cut back shows, actually.
But,
Comedy Catch. See me and Brian. A little twofer.
You know what? My mom told me that they're coming to see you in Chattanooga.
All right.
They already got their tickets.
Nice.
Me or just Brian?
Brian. Well, they just said Brian. So far.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 And
thank you.
My mom's a big fan.
Well, thank you.
And they bring a crew and they're laughers.
Yeah.
So
that's great. That's awesome. That's awesome.
They only have to go to one show.
I'd say they only had to buy half the amount of tickets.
Yeah.
Because they're all bogus.
They go, because they're bogos. They're bogo tickets.
I'm just kidding.
Kidding.
My mom's excited
about
it.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's
she
great.
She said she's gonna come see you. She said she may go see Connor Larson. But they already have tickets to see you.
Thank you.
And then I'm taking a little time off just from the road on June, just hanging out with my family. Could be working for sure. But I got, I think on the day this podcast comes out, my second half of the year dates will come out. So check those out. I got a lot of dates, going to a lot of places. Going to be very fun.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Great. Love it. All right. Well, I have missed you guys. Everybody listening, thanks for listening. Sorry I haven't been here, but I hope thank you for understanding. I hope you all have a great week. Love you. All right. Breadwinner, March 13th, 2026. We'll tell you so many more times.
Yeah, yeah. You'll hear about it.
Yeah. All right. See ya.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Brought to you by the Capital One Saver Card. With Saver, you earn unlimited 3% cash back on dining, entertainment, and at grocery stores. That's unlimited cash back on ordering takeout from home, or unlimited cash back on tickets to concerts and games. So grab a bite, grab a seat, and earn unlimited 3% cash back with the Saver Card. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.